Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Adams, the author of Money Girl's Smart Moves to Grow Rich, available in paperback or ebook at your favorite bookseller. For exclusive money tips and advice that you won't get in the weekly podcast, be sure to sign up for the free Money Girl newsletter at quickanddirtytips.com. When you're there, please connect with me on social media or read a transcript of this show, which is episode number 364, called Three Situations When You Should Never Pay Off a Mortgage Early. A Money Girl reader named Julie asks, I have $20,000 that I'd like to use to pay down my mortgage balance, which is about $100,000, and has no prepayment penalty. What's better, sending the full amount at once or simply increasing my monthly payment over a period of time? In this episode, I'll answer Julie's question and discuss the pros and cons of paying off a home loan ahead of schedule. You'll learn three situations when it's a bad idea to pay down your mortgage early. Let's start by reviewing the main advantages of paying off a mortgage early. The most obvious benefit is that reducing the balance of a mortgage allows you to pay it off in less time and pay less interest over the life of the loan. For example, if you owe $150,000 on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at 5%, your monthly payment for principal and interest will be about $800. If you have the mortgage for 30 years, you'll end up paying a total of $140,000 in interest. But let's say that after making payments for 4 years, you get a $20,000 windfall and send it to pay down your mortgage. If you keep making the $800 monthly payment, you'll pay off the loan in a total of 23 years instead of 30. Plus, you'll cut the total interest that you have to pay from $140,000 to $98,000, saving about $42,000 in interest over the life of the mortgage. Additionally, paying down a mortgage ahead of schedule means you have more equity in the home. Equity is the difference between a home's value and what you owe. For instance, if your home is worth $200,000 and you owe $150,000, you have $50,000 in equity. Having more home equity can help you qualify to refinance your mortgage for a lower interest rate or to eliminate paying private mortgage insurance to your lender. While getting out of debt sooner rather than later is generally a good idea, there are disadvantages to prepaying a mortgage that you should weigh carefully. Always consider your mortgage in the context of your entire financial situation. The main con to paying down a home loan early is that once you send the money, it's tied up in your property. If you unexpectedly lose your job or have a large expense, you won't be able to get that money back easily, if at all. Money you send to a mortgage, either as a lump sum or by increasing your monthly payment, may be better spent on chipping away at more expensive, higher-rate debt, such as credit cards, payday loans, or student loans. Additionally, you may be losing out on the opportunity to invest your extra money for returns that are higher than the rate you're paying on your mortgage. For instance, investing in a mutual fund that pays you an average annual return of 8% is better than paying down a mortgage that costs you 5%. Don't get me wrong, having a paid-off mortgage is terrific, but not if it would leave you without enough cash or a retirement nest egg. I'm going to cover three situations when you should never pay down your mortgage early. Now, back to mortgages. As I mentioned, there are three situations when you should never pay down your mortgage ahead of schedule. Here they are. Situation number one, you don't have emergency savings. Before you send one extra dollar to your mortgage, be sure to have plenty of cash in an FDIC-insured savings or money market deposit account. Make it a goal to always keep at least 3 to 6 months' worth of living expenses on hand. If you don't have any savings, start with a small goal, like $1,000. Even though you won't earn much interest on your emergency savings, that's not the point. Its purpose is to keep you safe if you get into an unforeseen financial hardship. Therefore, if you don't have a healthy emergency fund, don't even think about paying down your mortgage early. Situation number two, you have high interest debt. Never pay down a low-interest debt before a high-interest one. Tackling high-interest debts first saves you the most money in interest, which allows you to pay off lower-interest debts even faster. As a general rule, mortgages are cheap money. Right now, a 30-year fixed mortgage costs 4.3%, while a rewards credit card charges 16.4% annually on average. If you're paying at least 1% more than the going mortgage rate, contact your lender about refinancing your mortgage at a lower rate to save money. Additionally, you may be eligible to claim the home mortgage interest tax deduction, making your home loan cost even less on an after-tax basis. You never get a tax break for interest paid on other types of debt, except for a certain amount of student loan interest when you meet income limits. So, why pay down an inexpensive mortgage when you could be using your money to get rid of outrageously high consumer debt or car loans instead? Situation number 3. You're not investing for retirement. Investing for a comfortable retirement is one of the most important financial priorities we have. Using a tax-advantaged retirement account, such as an IRA or 401k plan at work, will cut your taxes and turbocharge your savings. If you're not saving a minimum of 10 to 15% of your gross income for retirement every month, then putting extra money toward a mortgage is a bad idea. Now, let's get back to Julie's question. If her finances are in great shape with a fully stocked emergency fund, no high interest debt, and regular contributions to her retirement account, then sending money to her mortgage is a great idea. She's wondering whether to make a lump sum payment or spread it out over time using a series of smaller payments. The faster you reduce your mortgage balance, the less interest will accrue. For instance, making some assumptions about Julie's loan shows that making a one-time $20,000 payment would likely save her about $40,000 in interest over the life of the loan. On the other hand, spreading it out and sending an additional $166 per month over a 10-year period would save her about $30,000 in interest, or $10,000 less. Sending a lump sum amount to your mortgage always gives you the most interest savings. However, it's riskier than sending a series of small additional payments because you're giving up a large amount of cash at once. Whenever you pay extra on your mortgage, be sure there is no prepayment penalty, as Julie mentioned in her question, that applies to her mortgage, and that the funds will reduce your principal balance, not just get set aside to cover the next monthly payment. If you have questions about your mortgage, send them to me at money@quickanddirtytips.com. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.